coolest story ever. Eric and I are in the back of the bus every night, riding on the open book tour, and I come off the stage in Kansas City, and he says, "Listen to this music I wrote." I was like, "What in the hell? Everybody, get out of the room. We gotta write this now." So I just started freestyling these words. I just wanted a sexy song, but I wanted it to be like that nostalgic love. You know? I wanted it to be that dark love. I love the bass growl in this. We went through a lot of mixes on this with different people, and then I asked Eric, "Can you mix this one just to see?" And this is Eric's first mix. Mark Needham had great mixes. I mean, amazing. Phil Tan had great mixes, but Eric's just had the one that we felt in the back of the bus that night. I think this is just a timeless one. Jeremy's drums sound so good on it. I love those bongos. We love the ocean, so. It's 3 a.m., so we park in the sand. Oh, we've never parked in the sand at 3 a.m., but hopefully this song will inspire that, and she'll want to stay up that late with me one night. I don't know. I love this chorus. I remember Eric and I were so giddy when we wrote this song. And I remember Tim Bassett was standing there going, "What is this? This is amazing." Tim Beck was there too, going, this is great. This is my favorite part right here. When you write a bridge, you want to make it simple, and this is just, ooh. I always figured that this is where they'd kiss, you know, in the song. Full tongue, definitely. Come on, when you're married, you got to. Come on, yeah. I just love it. It's a good love pop song. That snare. Love the melody too. I'll always remember that night. It's just a little mellotron. That's it. A mellotron. Click track and some beats and a piano. Dun, 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 dun. And it just went from there. So dreamy. Take it back. These are my favorite drums on this album. So good. Reminds me of like Rihanna, Umbrella right there. That's some groovy shit.